Picture a woman smiling politely at a colleague's joke during a work meeting. He interprets this as romantic interest and asks her out, leaving her confused and uncomfortable. She was just being professional. He thought she was flirting. This everyday scenario reveals something profound. Men and women are playing the same game with different rule books, and neither fully understands what the other is reading. The roots of this confusion stretch back far deeper than modern dating culture or workplace dynamics. Sexual conflict emerged 1.3 billion years ago with sexual reproduction itself, creating an endless evolutionary chess match between males and females across species. Consider the spider that wraps worthless items in silk to trick females into mating, and the females who evolved better fraud detection in response. This back-and-forth pattern, what scientists call a co-evolutionary arms race, drives much of the tension between human men and women today. The core issue is biological asymmetry. Women invest 9 months of pregnancy, years of nursing, and immense physical resources into each child. Men contribute DNA, and ideally, protection and resources, but biologically, they could reproduce with minimal investment. This creates fundamentally different optimal strategies. Women generally prefer longer courtship to assess a partner's full value, while men often prefer faster sexual access. Neither strategy is wrong, but they pull in opposite directions, creating friction at every turn. Both sexes pay heavy costs in this conflict, not through clear victories, but through constant defensive vigilance and missed opportunities. Men desire dramatically more sexual partners than women, nearly twice as many per month and 3 times as many over a decade across 52 nations. This manifests clearly. Men comprise 99% of prostitution customers, show higher infidelity rates, and respond far more enthusiastically to sexual propositions from strangers. Both sexes systematically misperceive each other and themselves. Men rate themselves as more attractive than women rate them, while women find only 20% of men genuinely attractive. For casual encounters, both pursue partners roughly 25% more desirable than themselves, a recipe for disappointment. Deception flourishes in this mismatched marketplace. Men exaggerate income by 20% and add 2 inches to height. Women subtract 15 pounds and post younger photos. Men frequently misrepresent commitment intentions, feigning relationship interest to obtain casual sex, then ghosting afterward. Women more often misrepresent physical appearance through makeup, flattering angles, and strategic photo selection. The misreading continues in real time. Men consistently overestimate women's sexual interest, especially narcissistic men, while women underestimate men's interest. Most troublingly, men dramatically underestimate how upsetting their unwanted advances are. Some strategically target vulnerable women, identifying exploitability through uncoordinated walking, social isolation, intoxication, or emotional manipulability. The mating market isn't just competitive, it's a landscape where predatory strategies can succeed. Commitment doesn't resolve mating conflicts. Even pair bonds face suspicions, jealousies, deceptions, and quiet desperation. Perfect alignment requires complete monogamy, mutually produced offspring, no stepchildren, zero abandonment risk, and simultaneous death reality rarely cooperates. Infidelity happens, 10% of couples face infertility, many bring stepchildren, and divorce rates hover around 40-50%. People maintain backup mates even in happy relationships. When Olivia left Noah for a Norwegian colleague, she wasn't jealous when he found someone new. She was enraged at losing her primary backup option. Women particularly dislike when backup partners fall in love elsewhere, rating their happiness at negative 2.5 on a standard scale. Infidelity motives differ by sex. Men seek sexual variety. An ancestral man with 2 children could increase reproductive output by 50% through 1 affair. Women's affairs serve mate-switching purposes, trading up or using affairs to exit poor relationships. This explains why 79% of women become emotionally involved with affair partners versus only 30% of men. Sexual access becomes a power lever. Modern equality has shifted control over sexual consent primarily to women, creating power to reward or punish partners. Sex drive differences often give the less interested partner more power, turning intimacy into negotiation. When other strategies fail, some men resort to violence as a last resort control tactic. Intimate partner violence affects roughly 30% of American women, with most incidents unreported and fewer than 2% of abusers jailed. Violence typically escalates near breakups, often triggered by suspected infidelity. Partner violence hijacks women's psychology through six mechanisms: destroying self-esteem through verbal abuse, inducing shame via physical marks that prompt isolation, altering priorities so women focus on abusers' needs, cutting off financial resources, gaslighting to undermine trust in their own perceptions, and threatening future harm to victims, loved ones, or pets. Violence often accompanies extreme mate guarding when abusers feel threatened by rivals. Pregnancy paradoxically increases violence risk, especially when paternity is doubted. Abdominal targeting suggests attempts to terminate pregnancies not sired by the abuser. Men high in dark triad traits, narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, are most prone to using aggression. Young, attractive women face higher abuse risks due to their reproductive value and mating opportunities. Women's evolved defenses include proximity to formidable family members, female friendship coalitions, and direct physical aggression for self-defense. Protective allies, kin, or friends remain women's most effective shield against intimate partner violence. Stalking weaponizes normal courtship behaviors, gifts, messages, affection, into terrifying harassment when unwanted. Men perpetrate about 80% of cases, reaching illegal levels, stalking over a million American women annually. The sex difference partly reflects legal requirements that stalking must instill fear, which women experience more intensely than men from identical behaviors. The damage is severe. 25 to 46% of victims suffer anxiety, stress, and sleep disorders, plus financial losses and job disruption. Studies show 62% of stalkers issue violence threats, with 25 to 40% experiencing actual violence. Explicit threats and high jealousy during the prior relationship most strongly predict violence. The rejected stalker, pursuing an ex-partner, represents the most common scenario. These individuals experience intense rage and profound humiliation, emotions tracking social reputation damage. They perceive their lost partners as irreplaceable, typically because stalkers rank lower on the mating market than their victims. Stalking functions as extreme mate guarding, monopolizing victims' time through social isolation, 70% report disrupted social lives, and negative reinforcement. Harassment stops temporarily when victims comply. Revenge porn devastates victims by damaging sexual reputation, perceived mate value, and future mating prospects. Women suffer ostracism from other women and harassment from men seeking casual sex. 46 states plus DC have enacted laws against revenge porn as of 2019. Sexual coercion ranges from unwanted attention to rape. Understanding its evolutionary roots provides knowledge to create environments that suppress these behaviors, just as vaccines eliminate natural diseases. Modern workplaces create evolutionary mismatches by placing young women and older men in close proximity where mating psychology can misfire. Sexual harassment includes quid pro quo, offering benefits for sexual favors or threatening punishment, and sexual persistence, unwanted advances, lewd remarks, staring, touching. Powerful men employ calculated tactics, champagne, late meetings, career threats, to coerce women. Only a subset of men are rape-prone, displaying hostility toward women, endorsement of rape myths, impulsiveness, low empathy, hypermasculinity, and narcissism. Dark triad traits with casual mating orientation create conditions for sexual predation. Most men show decreased arousal to violent rape depictions, but convicted rapists and men with sexual coercion histories maintain arousal. Rape inflicts profound trauma. Women rate sexual aggression as their highest concern. The evolutionary perspective explains why. Rape violates female mate choice, potentially forcing women to bear children without securing consensual mating benefits. Women evolved defensive strategies. The bodyguard hypothesis suggests women form pair bonds partly to reduce sexual aggression risk. A formidable mate deters attackers or seeks retribution. Young women rate rape as their most feared crime, equivalent to murder. Approximately 1/3 to 41% of rape victims experience tonic immobility, an involuntary response when other defenses fail, yet victims without physical resistance often face skepticism from authorities. Reducing sexual conflict begins with acknowledging psychological differences. Men's sexual overperception bias leads them to misinterpret friendliness as attraction. Education matters. Men should understand that smiles typically signal politeness, not interest, while women should recognize men's tendency to misread cues. Social norms are shifting. A 2018 UK study found only 16% of 16 to 24-year-olds don't consider forced marital sex rape, compared to 33% of those over 65. The hashtag MeToo movement represents another shift, with powerful men finally facing consequences. Women's economic empowerment offers powerful solutions. Women with resources can leave bad relationships, shifting power dynamics, and encouraging men to adopt benefit-bestowing rather than cost-inflicting strategies. Countries with high gender equality, like Norway, show lower intimate partner violence rates. There's genuine reason for optimism. Intimate partner violence in the United States fell by 2/3 between 1993 and 2005. Even patriarchal countries show progress. 25% of Arab states and 35% of sub-Saharan African countries now have laws against wife beating. Progress requires recognizing individual differences, educating both sexes about perceptual biases, empowering women economically and legally, and holding perpetrators accountable. The fundamental principle, women's autonomy over their own bodies, the core of female sexual psychology, and a basic human right.